I was at an art movie theater, a little tiny cinema in Manhattan where they just show foreign films and they sell paintings in the lobby if you want it, you know, and they serve pre-Columbian coffee, you know, really. And the ushers are all there on Fulbrights, you know, they're sent to study. And when I was a kid, I used to go to the movies on Saturday afternoon and we used to watch the bouncing ball and sing By the Sea or Take Me Out to the Ball Game or something. And at the art movie theaters, you see a group of hardcore fanatic intellectuals, bearded, silver earrings, leotards. They're watching the bouncing ball and they're singing Gregorian chants. So I see a film by Ingmar Bergman, very Swedish and surrealistic, and with it there's a short subject called This Division Visits the Faroe Islands. And these are islands off Denmark and Sweden, and in Denmark and Sweden they're very sexually progressive. They have mixed nude bathing and they teach sex education in school. It's like a wild swinging country. Everybody scores. You don't have to be tall. I always get the impression the American cops are going to knock on the country and say, all right, Sweden, we know what you're doing in there. But like every society, they have to have something in these islands that they're ashamed of. And they're not ashamed of sex. They like it. But they are ashamed, oddly enough, of eating food. And that struck me as strange, because in this country, you know, we'll eat three meals a day, you know, in front of women, just do it. But sex is very touchy. And on these islands, sex is open and progressive and fabulous, but food is a dirty subject. And little strange guys are always running up to you saying, hey, buddy, how would you like to get a rye bread? Because I can get your picture of a grilled cheese sandwich. And there are some women that will eat a bagel. They won't put cream cheese on it. And if you ask them why, they say, well, I don't do that. They showed in the movie, in fact, a man on a convention checked into a hotel, and the elevator operator fixed him up with a mixed green salad. And he ate the salad in the middle of the night, you know, and he put on his pants, he went home. And he said it was a very empty experience, you know.